Welcome to Glam Mom Social, where we empower women and grow through self-love. This podcast was created to inspire women to be themselves with no fears and no self-doubt. Ride along with us on this journey called life. In this episode of Glam Mom Social, we chat about visualization and manifesting your goals and your dreams. Hey guys, welcome to Glam Mom Social. Today we are chatting about the power of visualization. So we will be hosting a workshop on February 23rd of 2020. This workshop is going to be about basically visualizing your goals, your dreams, anything that you want to achieve this year. You will be putting on a vision board. I am co-hosting this workshop with my sister Jessica, who is amazing and she has so much knowledge. She's currently taking her master's in mindfulness and trauma, so she'll be able to give you guys some tips and tricks on how to heal certain aspects of your life. And then I'm also co-hosting with Melissa, my right-hand girl from Salon Glam, who will be sharing some visualization that she's done through her business, essentially growing her clientele and all that stuff. So I'm really, really excited for this workshop, but I wanted to share this podcast with you guys because I think that it's really, really important to help you guys understand really what the workshop will entail. And the only way that I can share that with you guys is by doing a podcast. So let's get started. So today we will be touching base on our top three techniques of visualization, because a vision board is not the only technique. And then I just want to give you guys a quick background as to when I started this visualizing stuff. So I opened the salon 10 years ago. It'll be 10 years in July. And I think that visualization appeared in my life subconsciously. But now looking back, I actually see that I was visualizing without even knowing. So I know that the first time was when I was in a pretty brutal relationship. Nobody's fault, shit happens. I was in this relationship and I remember opening a salon and I just got out of the relationship, and all I remember was bawling my eyes out and praying to God that whoever he brought in my life next had to be the person that I was meant to be with, or I just wanted to be alone. Like, I just did not want to deal with anything else. I just wanted to be left alone or bring in the right person in my life. I don't want to attract people that are not meant to be in my life. And literally within that month, that exact thing happened. I met Phil. I knew Phil. I have known Phil for many, many years, like over 15 years, but the timing was never right, and it never really directed, the relationship never directed into a relationship. So the timing was right and I ended up meeting him, and now we're together. So that was my first glimpse at visualization, which I didn't know back then. The second time was when we were in the process of buying our first home. I remember reading The Secret. It was like a huge hot topic back then, about 6-7 years ago, and for us anyways. And I remember reading the book, watching the movie, and I was on this like visualizing kick, and I decided to write down my dream home. And back then I was scared to dream big, so The only things that I wrote on my dream home was, you know, I want this many bedrooms and I want skylights. I was very descriptive. I want skylights in the home. I want, you know, these things. I didn't ask for too much because I didn't want to be greedy at the time. So that's what I wrote. So come, you know, like 4 months later, where when he found our dream home, I was at work and he called me. And I remember I was with a client and he's like, okay, so sorry to interrupt you, but I just want to tell you that I found the perfect house for us and I want you to come see it. And you're never going to believe it, but it has skylights. And I basically said to him, of course I believe it. You know, I visualized it and I wrote it down and it happened because I'm crazy like that and I totally believe in this stuff. So he couldn't believe it. And sure enough, now we're in this home and it has skylights and it's perfect. It's cute. It's perfect for us. So that was my very first, you know, my very first two times. And then, you know, I started to get a little bit deeper into it, especially with my business. When you own a business, you need to be very clear and you need to be very clear with your intentions and your words and your actions, because whatever you think will manifest. So if you think or you don't believe in yourself, that will manifest. And then that ripples out into your staff and it ripples out into your business. And then, you know, it can go south really fast. So for me, it's really, really important to visualize in my business, but as well visualize with my family and in my personal life too. So that's where the vision board came in. And I remember that I made a vision board and I had it out. And I remember people coming over for dinner and they were like, what the heck is that? Why do you have this vision board? Yeah, right, that's gonna happen. You know, I had my dream kitchen on that vision board and I was really confident that it was gonna happen. And sure enough, within that year, we remodeled our kitchen and we were able to pay for it. We could afford it. It just worked out. So I am a firm believer that vision boards, visualization techniques are a must in your life. And this workshop is targeted towards that and to help you and to show you and to guide you through, you know, the ways that you can visualize and make your dreams come true. So getting into my top three techniques that I absolutely love. Number one is definitely making a vision board. So when you are making a vision board, you really want to make sure that you are putting either items or things, or, you know, if you are going to put words on the vision board, really be intentional with your words. Make sure that they mean something to you and have a meaning behind it or have a target behind or a goal. Don't just put, you know, beautiful. Okay, well, what does beautiful mean to you? Kind of break it down. Does that mean beauty? Does it mean, you know, activating your chakras to be or feel more beautiful? Be very, very, very specific with your words and your photos that you are putting on your vision board. My number two action step would be meditation. So when you are meditating or praying, or whatever practice that you do first thing in the morning, make sure that you are visualizing your intention for the day or for the year. You know, if you have a really, really big intention for the year, make sure that you meditate on that every single day. The more you visualize it, the more you will attract that thing. So meditation is key. And then my third one is journaling. I really find that, you guys all know how obsessed I am with journaling. I really find that writing it down has so much power. You know, you first visualize it, then you meditate on it, and then you really write it down. It really brings all of that together and it releases, I find, a lot of tension or anything that you're holding on to by journaling. I actually love to reread my journals once a week at the end of the week, because it gives me a lot of clarity on how I felt that day or that week. So, you know, if I was having kind of a shitty week, I can see that my words are not as intentional, and it just makes me more mindful the next time that I go to journal to really be specific with my words. So those are my top three recommendations, and you know, I just wanted to really give a brief of this workshop that we're doing. The proceeds, it's by donation, so the proceeds of this workshop will be going to RCH NICU. The way that we give the proceeds are monetary, or sometimes they ask us to buy beauty gifts for the staff or for the moms in the NICU. So we make baskets for them. So I really want to encourage you to support that cause. It's a huge cause to my heart. But not only that, you guys are getting a pretty major workshop out of this. It's from 11 to 2, so not too much of your time, but just enough to kind of get you guys off your feet and going with a vision board and some really clear action steps to take in your life. And I also want to encourage you that it's not just for business owners. We do have quite a few mamas signed up, which I'm really excited about, but you don't have to be a business owner or an entrepreneur to take this course. This is just everyday life practice, you know? You might have some personal goals that you really want to achieve, or you might have some family goals that you want to achieve. My vision boards, most of the time, really look like I want to take an extra vacation this year. I want to clean out my closet, or you know, for that specific one back in the day, it was I really want to redo the kitchen because we didn't have space and we needed a little bit more space as a family and storage. So that was one of my goals. So it doesn't have to be business related. It doesn't have to be monetary at all. It can literally just be things that are dear to your heart that you really want to accomplish as a human, and we're here to help you and support you through that. So I really encourage you guys to sign up. I have a link on my Instagram at The Mompreneur Journey on Instagram. If you click on the link on workshop, you will be able to purchase your ticket by donation through that link. So I'm really excited to see all of you guys there. I'm really excited for this workshop. I think it's going to be amazing, and it's very powerful what we can all manifest together as a collective. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to check out my website, www.rosannamarano.com. RosannaMarano.com. And be sure to follow on Instagram, Glam Mom Social Podcast.